So with Dean Thomas after our 3-2 win over North Greenford. Dean, just quickly summarise that up for us, please.
It was a pleasing win in the end. I thought we made hard work of it second half. First half, we took a good lead, 2-0, and should have probably kicked on second half, but we probably took a foot off the gas a little bit second half and got a bit sloppy and a bit unusual for us because we've obviously defended well through the course of the last 6 months. But they never lay down and died. They gave us a good scrap second half, and you know, it was nice that Josh came on second half and went and won the game for us. But it was important. We got 9 wins on the bounce, and it set us up nicely, certainly for a home tie, which is what I wanted. I said that to the players before the game. I said, regardless of whatever happens, you go and win the game, and everything else will take care of itself. And you know, I said, I want to get a home tie. It's important for the club as well, and certainly for us. And we did that. So, you know, it's been a good 6 months. It's been a pleasurable one and a great achievement.
There was one notable name missing from that team sheet today, and we did speak about it earlier. No Doobie today.
No, never showed up, never rung, never phoned us. Wasn't at his pick-up point. As I say, that'll be dealt with internally. You know, I'm not having that. That's, you know, regardless what's happened with the circumstances, you know, all these lads are on phones 24 hours a day. They're never off the phones. There's no excuse for anybody not to give me a text or a phone call. And if people have got problems, we have to accept that and we live with that. But, you know, people have got to sort of keep in contact and make sure that the club knows what's going on with them, and very disappointed in what's happened today. But, you know, the players have got on with it. They've shown good character, and it's been great that we won today.
And there are three players that are just notable on injuries, Josh Moorman, Tommy Hull and JJ. What are their situations? Can they go straight into the team on Tuesday?
Moorman's alright, you know, we rested him today. JJ's, we gave him a good rest today as well, so he'll be okay. Tom Hull got 15 minutes today and came through it well, so that's another addition to the squad. So yeah, you know, the squad's strong, everyone's going to be fit. We can probably pick it from the strongest squad possible, and which is quite an exciting time now for us, isn't it?
And just your quick thoughts on Tuesday night, Daventry again.
Yeah, I mean, psychologically, I think we'll have the edge. I think for what it matters and what it means on Tuesday night, it's about the players holding the nerve. You know, the game can be hinged on mistakes and errors, and there's a thin line, isn't it, between winning games and losing them. But, you know, I think we may have a psychological edge, but, you know, we've got to make sure we go out there and perform as well. And, you know, there's lots to play for. Be a very intense game. There'll be a fantastic crowd there, and hopefully, you know, I know without a doubt we've got the ability to go and win the game. We've got to make sure we turn up on the day.
Last question. Obviously, the season's finished today. Just give us your summary. Obviously, you've been there from start to finish. A quick summary of how you think the season's gone for us.
Well, I think, you know, we knew it was going to be tough from the start, and it was. You know, it proved difficult signing players to start the season. The right players, okay, they're our choice. But obviously the circumstances the club are in made life difficult. But, you know, that's you know, we started off poorly, and there was a lot of aggravation with the fans and disappointment, and they were expecting better. But, you know, I knew it was going to be a patient rebuilding job, and the board knew that as well. So they stuck by us and gave us time to get on with it. And luckily, obviously, the board did what they did in terms of saving the club, and we kicked on as a football club, signed some good players, moved forward, won games, stuck together, create a great atmosphere around the club, and we've improved week by week. And I think this is obviously the end of a fantastic season for not only the club itself, but for the players, the fans. You know, it's been a fantastic turnaround, and we've all stuck together, fans, board, players, and here we are today, looking forward to a massive tie on Tuesday night.
And also, are you proud as well of the amount of club records that have been scrubbed off that will also have your name on it and the player's name on it?
Yeah, it's always nice, and you know, I think it's nice to go down in history, isn't it? You know, people talk about it. You know, we may not be around when they're talking about it, but, you know, records are there, and it's great when you achieve them, and we've done that this season. You know, we've won a remarkable amount of games over the last 31, 32, and it's been a fantastic achievement, and it's nice that we are in the record books.
Well done, Dave, Steve. And I will see you on Tuesday night.
And I think what you should do, Craig, really, for that nose, you need to get yourself some tunes.
I know. Tell me about it.
Leave it on there.
All right, well done. Thanks a lot.